Was Thought for the Day with Mona Siddiqui. The time is now 8 minutes to eight.
Social workers in Lincolnshire have been described by a judge as visibly biased in their attempts to support an adoption case. The judge said both Neil Swaby and Rachel Olley, social workers from northeast Lincolnshire, had grossly overstated their concerns to try to ensure that a toddler was adopted rather than brought up by his grandparents. Later in the programme, we're going to be discussing the implications of the case for social workers and for the whole business of adoption. But first, Sancha Berg reports on the details of what happened.
In a small terraced house in Lincolnshire, an angry middle-aged couple told me how local authority social workers set out to have their baby grandson adopted, though they were ready to care for him. Their words are spoken by actors.
When he were about 6 weeks old, we were informed by a social worker that if he had his way, he would go up for adoption, and he didn't care how long it took. I asked him why, and he said, "We've got our reasons."
No way would he go for adoption. No way.
We had his older brother. Family's got to stick together. And as far as we were concerned, he would come to us.
The couple's daughter was a drug user, unable to look after her children. The social worker was Neil Swaby of North East Lincolnshire Children's Services. According to the couple, he didn't like being challenged or having his advice ignored.
He told me I defied him and I said, "Who do you think you are, God?" And he said, "In this situation, yes, get used to it. Your grandson will go up for adoption."
In court, the local authority claimed the couple were busy with their other children and, they said, their house was too small to accommodate another child. But the judge was not convinced. Recent decisions at the highest level of the family courts have encouraged judges to consider adoption as a last resort.
Only the very last day, when the social worker was given her evidence and the judge asked her to leave the courtroom and he asked her advocate to stand up and he said to her, "Basically, your case is a shambles," and he threw it out of court. I could have hugged that judge, I could. Never known anything like it.
The judge said the local authority's case was wholly undermined, that the social worker's concerns appeared to be grossly overstated to try to achieve their ends. He said one of the social workers gave contradictory evidence. Nigel Priestley is the grandparent solicitor.
I've never heard a judge say that. I've never in over 10 years of hearing care cases taken the view, as I did in this case, that the local authorities' witnesses were visibly biased. Those are very strong words, visibly biased in their attempts to support the local authorities' case. He went on to say, "It is very unfortunate and I hope I shall never see that again." Now, those are very strong words from a senior family judge in Hull.
A spokesman for North East Lincolnshire Council said the authority had carefully considered the judgment and, he said, there had been a rigorous process to support the social workers in preparing their evidence. He said the council was committed to ensuring the best outcomes for children and young people and, where possible, to allow them to stay with their extended family. And, he said, the council had reminded social workers of the importance of giving a balanced point of view whilst recognising their right to give a professional judgment on specific cases as required. Neil Swaby could not be reached for comment. Rachel Olley is a member of the trade union Unison. Helga Pyle is their national officer for social work.
We're very concerned that the local authority appears to be singling out and allowing the social worker to be scapegoated for a decision that the local authority would have made and would have put her up to present. We're really concerned that they're not taking the responsibility that they should be taking.
More and more experts and social workers are being named in cases like these, part of the drive towards greater transparency in the powerful family courts. Some question whether it's fair to single out individuals, but for families caught up in cases, it's welcome.
I think it's brilliant. Why should they, as so-called professionals, not be named in a judgment that is so damning? Even the judge said he'd never known anything like it in all those years of sitting on the bench. So why should their identity be protected?
They need naming and shaming, because they put my grandson, my family, the paternal family, through hell.
Well, that was Sancha Berg reporting. Obviously, an awful lot to talk about off the back of that. And after 8.30, we will be having that conversation with the England manager for the British Association of Social Workers.
And the time is now 3 minutes to eight.